Okay, good morning, everybody. We are continuing on Daf Yomi Erevin. We are on Daf Yod and Aleph by the two dots towards the bottom. So we are moving on to the next segment of the Mishnah. We are moving on to the case of where you have a too wide mavoi. So v'harachav mi'asri ma'ei. So if it's more than 10 amot wide, by the opening you need to make it less. So Amar Abaye. So now this is, a lot of people will probably sound a little familiar. We're talking about the maximum height for a mavoi. So, Abaye says, when it says that it's 10, that 10 or, 10 or less has to be, 10, if it's 10, you have to make it less than that. That's Rabbi Yehuda's, but that's the Chachamim, but Rabbi Yehuda would say you don't need to make it less. So, Bad Kama. So how much do you have to, minimize according to review, depending on that it's not the amount is not 10. So, Sava Rav Achai, Kamei Rav Yosef, Lememar, Ashlosh, sorry, Ama Ushlish. So, Rav Achai said in front of Rav Yosef that I think it should be 13 or a third. A Kavu Chomer, Pesei Biro. And he said, I made this based on a Kavu Chomer of something called Pasei Biro. Okay, so now we're going to have to explain a little bit about what are Pasei Biro. Okay, so this is also going to be, this is Mishnah later on. For now, we're going to start by discussing, we're going to be talking about what exactly it is. So everybody sees diagram number 121, where it says Pasei Biro'ot. So in order to access a well or a cistern on Shabbos that's located in the Rishit Rabim, so you have to you have to create some sort of fence to make the area around the well not be Rishit Rabim. Because it's Rishit Rabim, then you can't, because the pit is Rishit Yachid and you're standing in Rishit Rabim, you've got a problem. So you want to create a setup that way you can actually access the water, and that system is supposed to be requiring full walls. We allow you to put this in Pasei Biro'ot, which, as you see in the diagram, basically just put up the corners, with the width, not, you know, we will get to the discussion about the exact width on the edges, and like, you know, how much it should be, how much the gap can be. So right now we're saying that since the corner of Yehuda's opinion there, 13 and a third is the maximum gap you can have between the Pasei Biro'ot. So therefore, so it would stand to reason that for a
mavoi, you would also have a similar measurement. Okay, so that's what we're referring to. That's our diagram.
Okay.
Oh, am I the only one who lost connection?
No, you're breaking up.
Yeah, that's on my end. I apologize. Okay. Okay, and I'm back, I think. Okay. Okay, so now we're going to explain a bit about what the unique features of Pasei Biro'ot are and why they shouldn't or shouldn't be comparable to the case of a mavoi. So Uma Pasei Biro'ot Sheitarta Behen Parath Murba Lomid Loitarta Behen Yoter Mishlosh Esrei Amo Shlish. So now Pasei Biro'ot, which is one of the few cases where we actually allow you to carry it in an area that doesn't have sufficient walls surrounding it.
Or at least get that majority walls versus a minority of open space. Not counting love, because love would basically make everything as if it's all filled in.
But in general, say if you have a whole lot of entryways, that are a lot of gaps. That should create a problem. So we allow in the case of Pasei Biro'ot only to 13 and a third. Mavoi shalom charged about parts from Bala Omeid and Odin shalom tatsir boyoter mishlosh esrei amo shlish. But on the other hand, a mavoi, which you did not allow the parath murbalomeid to be kasher, so should you not at the very least allow the same width that you allowed for the Pasei Biro'ot, which are, the walls are barely even there at all? So it's got to be at least 13 and a third, right? So we've got a problem, though. Right, so that was the initial Havachomer that we tried to prove with. But then he had done it. Now there's the reverse side, because sometimes Havachomers can go both ways. If they go both ways, then we can't use it anymore. He had done it. Pasei Biro'ot sheitar to behen parot urba laomed lo tatir behen yoter mishlosh esrei amo shlish mavoi shloitar to bo parot urba laomed tatir bo yoter mishlosh esrei amo shlish. So you can make the exact opposite argument also, that you say that Cosby-Rhodes is a very unique case, that we allow a violation of Paris where we're all made, and also we're all similarly allowing the case where there's majority, because Cosby-Rhodes is so unique, it allows for larger gaps, as well as there being a majority not actually being made up of walls. But for Mavoy, where you can't have majority of it being open, so who's to say that you could also have larger gaps? Who's to say that you could apply that? So that tends to therefore we're still trying to figure out what Rehuda's opinion would be. Inami Lidlkis, okay, said the opposite way around. Pasi B wrote the kilta behu kadkula.
But I missed the first call.
Joel, now you're.
What?
The first call of Chomer, I'll explain. The first call of Chomer was that since Pasi B Road is a dealing with walls that are even less there, yet we allow there to be a 13 and a third wall, then for a Mavoy, which has three real walls, and we're just dealing with the fourth wall now, so of course 13 and a third should be a valid amount. Okay, so that's the question, right? So that's for Homer, and then we reversed it and said no, because who's to say that those things are related? And now we're going to do it from the other. Now we're trying to say why the Kalva Homer can be reversed in a different way, which is not that you can't necessarily apply one like the two being connected. Rather, possibly ro to kill to behu chad kula akil behu kula krina mavoi klal lo. So by Pasi B'Rod, once we're being makel, it to allow you the use of the Pasi B'Rod, therefore it will be extremely makel. But on the other hand, for Mavoy, where we don't have any such leniencies, we therefore will remain being strict because that's the nature of Mavoys. That because they're so similar to being, we're simply treating them that way, and that's why there's the clues aren't there that they would be for Pasi B'Rod. Okay, Tani Levi, Mavoy Shu Racha Vesri Mama, Vinoetz Kanavin Seito Vidayo. So now Levi says, if you have a Mavoy that's 20 wide, how do you solve it? You simply put a stick down the middle. So now, how is putting a stick down the middle going to help? Well, it's because, so it's basically because we say that when you put the stick down the middle, it now creates two doorways, one on the right, one on the left, each of which are less than 10. If it was exactly 20, then the two sides have to be less than 10 now, and therefore now we're good. Okay, that's diagram number 122. Who amarle the analoga koto mishnah? But he says that, but he also Libby says that, but he also says that the halakha is not like our mishnah. Iganamri amar shmuel mishmei Levi analoga koto mishnah. Rather, what was he saying? Not Levi explicitly said that. Rather, with Shmuel, said the name of Levi, the halakha is not according to that teaching. So therefore, the two statements can be separated, as in the question of being 10 is the maximum width of the Mavoy entryway being 10 versus the way you split 20. So as in that way we can theory differentiate between those two statements. So what would you do if it's too wide? How would you fix it? So Amar Shmuel Mishmei Levi. So what would the other alternative be? Ose Paskavoa Sara Meshach Arba Amot Mamido Larko Shel Mavoy. Rather, what you would do is again, this is heading from as we turn the page. So you end up here. So this is diagram number 123. You put a ten tefachim tall wall heading back inside. That way, you end up creating a mavoy on the left. An entire distinct mavoy on the right, because it's supposed four amot in, and we mentioned last couple things 2 days ago about if you have a rishus that's four amot by four amot, it's considered to be a separate rishus. That means you'd have three mavoys now as opposed to simply the previous one, and therefore you have a mavoy of the right size, a mavoy of the right size, and then the other mavoy leads into two distinct mavoys. So therefore, you don't have to fix that one either. Now they're all considered to be valid. But simply putting a stick would not necessarily be enough. Okay, so that's one way to solve the problem when it's 20 wide. So Inami, Kidarab Yehuda.
Sorry about that. I missed why that simple stick is not enough.
Because a simple stick might not be sufficient to create two full doorways by means of a. The point is trying to have two separate entryways into the mudway. The question is whether or not a single stick is a sufficient differentiation. Because if they were, let's say, Surat Apatahs, right, entry, like, real, like, full doorways, then, like, it would be very understandable why it's sufficient. But just a little stick is not necessarily enough of an indication, not enough to differentiate it to two separate ones. It could simply just be a one wide mudway with an awkward stick in the middle that doesn't fully make divided properly. But if you have a full, nice, long wall that's both 10 drachm tall as well as 4 amo deep, then it is most definitely a sufficiently divided, it's a sufficient divider between the two sides of the mavoi.
Yeah.
Excellent question. Okay, so again, so that's that diagram. Now we're going to have another one. Inami kid Rav Yehuda, Dam Rav Yehuda mavoi. So now we're going to explain a card of Rav Yehuda's opinion. So what is your opinion? Mavoi shu rachav chamesh esrei ama marchik shnei amot lozepas shalosh ama. So now, because what's the other option? Let's say it's 15. Where you, let's say so you don't necessarily want to put one right down the middle at this point. You want to leave a maximum on one side. So what you would do is, okay, never mind. We don't have the picture. There's a picture of it. But basically, you'd simply put a let's see if we can have a similar enclosure here. So let's say here. Let me find. Here we go. So let's say on this is the case of the same, like the case for the mudway, right? So we have this mudway over here, number 116. And let's say if you were to put a board on the end there. So if you put the board that's two off from the side and three wide, that would mean that you can then you'd leave two amot to the left of it, put a three amot wide board, and then that would mean that you have 10 on the right. Two on, and then only two on the left, and therefore that's sufficiently, dividing the two sides. Again, this is also a much clearer divider than simply a single pole, because it's a whole three amot. So it's a really big dividing board. So v'amai yaseh pas amavachetzi v'yarchik shtei amot yaseh pas amavachetzi. So now we're like, wait, why are you doing that and putting a whole one of three? Why don't you simply put a 1.5 against the wall? And then a two gap, and then another one of 1.5. So, all right. So why don't we do that? So Shmam Yina Omed Meruba Al Parot Mishtei Rucho Lo Habe Omed. So it turns to what does this teach? Just that if you have a case where you have a pole sticking out or a short board, and there's a larger gap than that board is made up of on the right and on the left, then that would mean that it's as if the whole thing is a breach. So that's also be a good way to explain why we said the skinny pole is no good, is because the skinny pole, not only is it not necessarily recognizable, but it's also because now most of that large side is mostly a breach as opposed to being filled in.
Thank you.
Okay, so that's why when it said specifically a three, a board of three, and a gap of 2 and 1 and a gap of 10 is to teach us not only that we're trying to break it in half, but that if you have a gap, that if the board is surrounded by a gap on each side greater than its own space, then it's as if that board is not there at all. Then it creates a problem. Okay? Because once something's sufficiently large gap, it simply is as if it's not there because it's not doing its job as a wall in the slightest. So no, rather, really, it does count as if it's a wall. Right, so here it's different because when there's a large enough opening on each side of the board where people can pass through, so the fact that there's air flow on both sides and hence also potentially people flow on both sides of the beam, it means if this beam, this board in the middle doesn't exist because of how easily accessible it is from both sides. So you need to have it to actually function as some enough of a barrier, and this simply is insufficient because of there being the air on the right and on the left of it. So then we're like, okay, fine. So we agree that, you know, if the gap tubing is a problem because of the airflow on both sides and people passing through on both sides of it. So let's try a different, let's do another case that should work instead of saying the 2, 3, then 10. So if you ask that pas ama, the yachigama. So now what we're going to do is we're going to make a board of one, and then a gap of one. If you ask that pas ama, the yachigama. Then you're going to do another board of one, then another gap of one. Yeah, so pas ama, and then you'll do a board of one. So that way, at no point are any of the boards surrounded on both sides by a gap larger than that. Because if the gap is the same as the wall itself, then it's not considered to be a gap that would negate it, based on what we just said. So why didn't it say that? Because like that should also work. So shmamina, omed kiparots. Asur. So what do we learn if they can't say 1, 1, 1, 1, 1? Is that if they're actually, if it's exactly equal, the gap as well as the wall, then we say that it's asur, if it's exact. Because like that's not valid. It has to be majority, like, you know, omed maruba elapar. That's right. There is more standing than is empty. Not that, you know, parutz kamoha omed. Right, it has to be, or vice versa. It has to be the amount of standing has to be greater than that which is not standing. So, other Gemara is going to say, no, that's not right. Lo'olam em locha muta. Rather, I'm going to tell you that actually it would be allowed. Shani haka da'ativir da'yisad vatalai. Rather than what's the issue isn't the fact that it's exact. Rather, it's because of the open air coming on both sides of going through the entrance of the mavoi that creates the problem. Yarkik ama v'yasa pas ama mechza. So then now we're going to try again. So let's say you made an ama off of the wall, and then you made a board of 1.5, and then you had a gap of 1, and then you made another board of 1.5. How about now? Should it work? So the answer is in hakinami b'chulei halotruchu atruchu rabbanan. Basically, you're right, that would work too. Just the Rabbanan, we're trying to give the simplest case. And the simplest case is if you have a gap of 2, and then you put a board of 3, and then you have the gap of 10, because that's much easier to simply put up one board than it is to put up two boards and measure it out exactly. It's just much easier to deal with just 1, 3 on a wide board. So now we're going to challenge this whole concept of the small and the large, and you know, the dividing it the way we've been dividing it. Wait, but shouldn't we be worried that they're going to end up switching entrances? Right, they'll stop using the big one, use a smaller one, and that would in turn mean that then you have again a problem of parts for Balami. So we have a chazaka, meaning we have a solidified presumption that's very strong. So again, the main concept of chazaka comes up in Bava Batra. That's one of the primary discussions of it. But here's basically this is saying that for most people, right? So it's not the same as like a chazaka you have to acquire land. But it's saying that rule of thumb is that people don't do things like that. People, if there's a nice big doorway and then a little small tiny one, people are going to use the big doorway. They're not going to try to squeeze into the little one because this is not important. Okay, so Umayishnam and Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi. How is any different from that we had Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi about when you have an entrance on one side and then you have a gap on the other side, which is. Let's scroll back up to see that diagram. So that was the where we had by the end. That was the second. Okay, where we had the back in. Sorry, it's a little, here we go, over here, right, where we have a gap on the side, right, and this is the main entrance, so why don't we say there, this, that why isn't that equivalent? And we're saying it's not equivalent because so why not? So, so why is it worse when there's a hole in the side, when there's a side-by-side, when they're side-by-side, right? So you'd think, aren't those the exact same thing? They're both holes. Why does it matter whether there's a hole in this one wall, while the other wall, versus two doors next to each other, right? Is there really, is there a difference? Is there not a difference? What's going on? Okay? And so again, so here we have a whole bunch of, right, so here we have some more of here's the diagram, the 10, 3, the 2. So why would we say this is different than if, let's say, if we had another gap in the wall on the side over here? Can look at number 128. Okay, so, all right, so what's the story? So, there, we have a whole, when you have two entrances that are on different walls, you might use it because it's a shortcut. It's a shorter distance. If you're walking, let's say, if it makes an L shape of some sort. Let's see if there's a there. No, there's no picture. There was, but you can imagine that if there is here, let's say where the door is in diagram 124. So if that's leads to or just around to a house, then you might want to cut through over here because it'll save you a couple steps. Which people are often want to do. So that's why a wall on the side is, not a case of 10, it's a case of even less. I went all the way back to the top. Okay. So that's why we're saying the difference there. Okay, because it's based on what's considered to be the way people work. Haka lokamai people, right? Based on people will use two entrances, even if one of them is narrow and a little awkward to use, if it saves them time. It's a shortcut. If it's not a shortcut, people aren't going to go out of their way to use it. If there's simply a nice door, and then there's, let's say, if there's a nice big doorway in the middle, and then on the side there's like the utility door, nobody's in the utility door when there's a nice big door to use in the middle, because why would you? If the other one's, is working just fine. Okay? So now we're going to, now we've got another new case. That's nan hatam or ha'asla b'chalo shalo mistarfim mistarfim mitzefa. So yeah, now we're quoting from Tosefta and Kalim that if there is a leather cover covering a stool and the hole is altogether winds up being a tefach of coverage. So this is an example of an asla. It looks like a folding chair, right? Or more, I think it's a folding chair per se, but is it a type of folding chair, or let's say like the opening table type thing, right? So you'd use to sit on that. So then if the whole area in between there was, the surface area here is that of a tefach, as a tefach, and that's considered to be enough to be an ohel for tumah. So they're saying that both the gap and the leather go together. Now we're going to explain. Wait, why is that doing so?
Rabbi, what's that circle on top of the cover?
That's a hole. There's a hole, right? So this is a seat. Also, remember, this seat is a usable seat. Because even if there's a hole in the middle of your seat, as long as, the outside is, still strong leather, you can sit on it without a problem. So they're saying that as long as between the two of them, the width is a tefach, it's still considered to be enough to be for ohel, for tumah, and tahor purposes.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks for asking. Questions are always welcome, and it also always helps get a greater understanding. So, okay. Then we have 135. Right. So we have. So what would be underneath? Right. So if we had underneath it, up to a kazayas of a dead body, or something. Oh, that's time to go OL. Right, so that call, so could in theory be blood as well, or bone. Again, for those DNA, that's relevant to Masechet Ayilot and Masechet Kalim, not as much to Erevin, but that would be considered enough to be for an OL. Okay. So Umay or Asla. And now we're gonna say, what does that mean by the or Asla? We're gonna show you the picture, but what is it? So Amara, so where would this be used? So Amaraba Barbarakana Rabbi Yochanan or Kisui Shombeta Kisei. Right? This is what the leather covering you would have over a hole in an outhouse. So
I was gonna suggest that. I didn't want to go there because that's exactly what it looks like. Right? But that's why I was asking whether that was an object or a hole. But I guess that is what we're saying.
Right. You got exactly what the Gemara was going for. Excellent. Yeah. Spot on. So thank God sanitation has improved since then. So we no longer have...
Absolutely.
That, yeah. We now have proper toilet seats. Thank God. So... as far as more of Hilchot Ben Akisei, so that's some of that's in Megillah and in Brachot. We'll leave that aside for now. So Bakama, so then how much is the, you know, how, so how do we, now let's figure out, how does this whole, like, where's the whole relative to the leather, how does this whole thing work? Bakama, ki atar adimi amar etzbayim kan, etzbayim kan, etzbayim mereva pemza. Rather, you have to have at least 2 fingers worth of leather on one side and on the other side. And then you have a 2-finger gap in the middle. Okay? So as far as, again, so as far as an etzba, so, all right, so when we say how big wide an etzba is, so we're referring to 2 widths of the finger. So that also comes, we mentioned there's machlokan about how much a ama is in the modern day, so that comes down to when you measure a fist. Do you measure a tefach? Do you measure tefach based on a single human? You do it based on basically take the average person's fist, or is it based on the measurements of based on the fingers? So according to that, so Chazanish has the etzba based off of the godel, which gives him the much larger shiur that he gets to. As opposed to Chaim Nav, who does it based off of the etzba in the actual hand. For more on that, much longer shear for another time, but just important thing to note. So here it's got all the different names of all the fingers. Okay. Godel is thumb. Etzba is pointer finger. Ama is the middle finger. It's called that because when you measure an ama from your elbow, to your middle finger, that's an ama. Kmitza is because that's the last finger that you'd, if the coin does, Kmitza, that's the last one you have. You see in the picture the me trying to do a kmitza. Right, so the last one that's part of it is the ring finger, and then the zeret is because small, so that's the last pinky because it's the small one. Okay, now back to the Gemara. So yeah, that was Rav Dimi's opinion for how that gap would work. 2, 2, 2, and a gap of 2 in the middle, and that all adds up to basically being a tefach. Kiata Rabin Amar Etzba Omechza Mikan Vetz Mechza Mikan Vetz Barav Emza. So he says, rather, how do you get up to it? Is that you've got an etzba and a half, an etzba and a half, and then an etzba gap in the middle, so that ends up being actually only being 4 etzba. So Amar Leabai Lerav Dimi you do, right? So then, do we really argue? So I'm relying haba rav rifta haba zutrata velopligin. Rather, the question of how many fingers are comes down to which finger we're measuring with. Are we measuring with the biggest finger, the rav rifta, the thumb, or with the smallest finger, the pinky, and that's taking it to a wide discrepancy for the same measurement. So Amrlai, no. But then, so that was his initial. That was Rav Dimi's initial response. Then Abai is like, no. Pligitu. We really do argue. Omen Robal Parat, Mishterufot Pligitu. Rather, what they do argue, and the argument is when you have our case that we're talking about of the polls, where if you have a majority, we have a large gap in the middle, or basically it's equivalent on the outside, the gap is equivalent to the points that's filled, how does that work? Right, so according to you, even if you have two sides that are equal in equal size gaps, that of the filled in space, that's fine. But for Ravin, it only works only if one side has the equal size gap. But if it's on two sides, then it would not work anymore. And if you had said that they don't argue, the Ravin Hafi by Lemaymar, so then if that was really the case, then they didn't do their measurements relative to the size of the fingers correctly. Because that would have been, instead of it being, you know, 2 versus 1.5, it would have been 2 versus 1 1/3. So if LMI, so Rami says, wait, so you're arguing with me? Like, I'm not following. So, Lididi, Haki, by Leila Mema, is what I'm saying. Espa, Oshnei, Shlishim, Mikan. Espa, Oshnei, Shlishim, Mikan. If we have a finger and 2/3 on here, and a finger 2/3 on the other side, it's Vayim, Oshnei, Shlishim, Reva, Pensa. So, wait, is that really an argument? Then, according to me, right, so, according to my opinion, so you're right, in terms of the scalings, I was being precise, really should have been 1 2/3. But in the end of the day, it doesn't really, you know, again, that's just still a case of where they're all being equal. Rather, if you're saying there's anything we argue about, it's a question of where there's the exact same, or there's the exact same amount of open area as there is walled area. So that's really what we argue about. So that's the question. So according to Ravin, it's a problem. That's why he has the 2, 2, 1.5, as opposed to the 1.5, 1.5, 1.5, 1.5, like for all the measurements. Okay, so now another thing in terms of how we differentiate between these. So imesh lo tzura petach, alfa bi shiracha meser, and it's around the one, right? Now we're back to the Mishnah again. Right, so again, we're leaving the realm of limited size behind, and we are going to the realm of, and we're going back to the realm of sort of bad ducks of doorways. Of doorways, but of full doorways, not just of, you know, like an entryway with a single pole or a single beam covering it up, rather a full doorway. So if it's 10 or so, even if it's more than 10 for a sort of bad duck, That's sufficient. Ashkan Tzura Petach to Mahanya Rafbo. So that is, we find a case where Tzura Petach works for the width. Vamat Raja Hanabi Govo. That is, we find a case where Tzura Petach works no matter how big, as well as the case of an Amaltara that works no matter how high. Alright, so again, just to remind everybody, so a Amaltara is when you have the very nice embellished, a decoration on top, whether that means by cedar wood, or it means by decoration looking somewhat like a nest. But Amaltra could also be relevant for any form of, you know, ornate decoration on the area there, because then once you've got an ornate decoration, that draws the eye, and that would mean that people can notice the kora if it's too high. The question is now, the Amaltra was, until now, we said that was relevant only for the height, and we said Tzura Petach only is mentioned by the width. So I was saying, can you flip them? Can you use Tzura Petach no matter how big or how wide? And can you use an Amaltra even for the walls as well as for the roof? So Ipkamai. Okay, now we're on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. So Tashma. Yidanya Mavui Shu Gavua Meesri Ama Yimaeh Vinezel Tzura Petach Enzrich Lamaeh. So we actually have a braita that supports the unlimited height of the sort of petach, that his mavoi that is 20 more, you have to make it less. But if it has sort of petach, you don't even make the height any less. So amaltra rapamai. So that explains sort of petach that's got unlimited height. What about for an amaltra, right? For the, you know, it's a decorated beam over the top. Can we work the same if you put those on the sides? as well to make a clearly distinct doorway. So Tashma, so Tashma, Tanya, Mavoi, Shu, Voa, Mesri, Mama, Yuma 8, Barakha, Mesri, Yuma 8, Dimitri, Sura, Pedak, and Ezrikhama 8, Dimitri, Amaltara, and Ezrikhama 8. Right, so there we're talking about the, so we started talking about the height and making it less, then we talk about the width, and then we say, Sura, Pedak, there's no need to reduce, and there's no need to reduce. So seemingly, that means that both Sura Petah and Amaltara have no limits for height or for width. No, my love is Eva, low ratio. Now, that only works if you think that those two statements are referring to the latter part of the bright, so the i.e., the part that says of the latter part of the first part, which is Haracha Meeser Emae. But it's also entirely possible that the last two statements of Sura Petah and Sura Emae and Amaltara and Sura Emae, like that the doorway, as well as the fancy Amaltara cornice on top, it's only for about height, and actually does not help us for width. Batni le Rav Yehuda Sia Bar Rav Kamei Rav in Tzarich Lamay. So now we have this branch is being taught by Rav Yehuda to Sia Bar Rav in front of Rav, and so you don't need to. And Amar le Atnei Tzarich Lamay. So he taught the bride to say you don't have to, and then Rav said, no, but like that you should have read, the bride should have read as Sarich Lamae, if the width is too large. It implied that there is a problem with the width. Well, there's an Amal Torah. So Amar Rav Yosef, Medivrei, Ravenu Nilman, Chatzer, Shiru, Ptachim, Chalonot, and Reiter, Sir Deveza. So Rav Yosef, based on what we just stated there, that if you have a courtyard that is mainly made up of windows and entrances, the steward pedal's not going to fix it. So that's the diagram over one number 139, where you have somebody's house surrounded by this chatzer wall, which has many different windows and doorways, and it is majority empty space, not a majority of actual wall. So the question is, this is a problem then, because that means that our, you know, sort of pedal is not as powerful as we thought. So my time, so why is this the case? So since if it's the gap more than 10, by any entryway that apostles and mavoi and also from use. We also know that if the majority of the walls are not there by a chatzer, it also ruins it. Just like the area more than 10 that osir the mavoi is not fixed by tzurah petach, a paras merbal omed chatzer and onitar tzurah petach. So similarly, the breach, which is more than that which is standing, which would ruin a chatzer, would not be able to be fixed by means of a Sura Petach. The point is, there are times when Sura Petach does not work. Let's try differently. What about the case for more than 10 of Mavoi that works? We could allow it based on Pasi Rod, as we started off today's talking about. So that works in one direction. That we do that there is a case where you allow Pasibi Road, i.e. a case of more than 10 gap corner be mayor. But by parts verbal omed, which everybody agrees is no good in a chatzer, are you really going to that's something that does not work for a chatzer, but does work for Pasibi Road? For everybody. So therefore, those two cases don't compare well at all. Because one of those is a subject of machloket, the question of parat merbal omed in general, as opposed to the case of pasi berot, where everybody agrees that pasi berot is a functional concept. So you can't, those are not a good comparison. So, lemon mesayles, let's say we have support for that. Defanot, halalu, sheruban, tachim, machalonot, mutar, bavach, hey, omed, merbal bar. So let's try it. So we have another right that supports this. It says that if you have the case of the very open doorways, that most of them are entrances and windows, still much harder to carry inside, as long as majority of the area is covered by things that are standing, supposed to be covered by gaps. So Sharuba Tzaga Logic, wait, so you said majority, then we're back to square one. Ela Ema, Shariba Bahem Tachim Kalnot, Uvad, Shehe Omed Ruba Alvarez. Rather, what is the so we're saying that it's majority walls, and like we're back to square one. Rather, that you made many different entrances and openings. But the main point is that the standing segments are greater, and like and that's the main thing. So Amar Rav Kahana, Kitanya Hi, Bepid Hashamay. No, no. So what are we talking about? The fact that it's a problem of Paris for Bala Omed, and there's lots of windows and doors. Let's get the Bitka Shemai. What's the Bitka Shemai? So that's what we have here in diagram number 139. We've got the proper, we got a Bitka Shemai, which is the, we have put, this is the Bitka Shemais. There is the one where it's basically jagged and you didn't do a good job making the doorway. That's why it's no good. Versus the other one, which is missing, it's missing a full certified of shape. Okay, so those, well, that's why you got the issue of parts of Bologna, because simply you don't have a proper or sufficient walls. So my picture Shemai, Pligi Rav Rechume Rav Yosef. So I definitely got a little bit of the pictures there. So what exactly does a picture Shemai? You know, the bad entrances that'll ruin it. What are they? So it's my cloak between Rav Rechume and Rav Yosef. Hachad Amar Delet Lehoshik, but one says that it doesn't have a proper mezuzah doorpost, like where you put a mezuzah, like that's not done properly. Hachad Amar Delet Lehoshik, oh, it says because you forgot to put a beam on top of it, which means that it's that a door without a a beam on top is not considered to be a proper doorway, and that's the problem. So now we're going back to the terms of the usability of.
One more quick question. The difference between 140 and 141 is, are they both unacceptable? The one that's straight doesn't have a top, and the one that's jacket has a top. They're both unacceptable.
Correct, because these type of gaps are not typically used built-in structural gaps. They both have the same story. The question is for which ones? Because if you were trying to actually make a nice structure with a lot of open windows and doors, you would build in windows and doors, as opposed to building in, you know, this looks like, again, the jagged walled side looks like you simply didn't finish filling it in. Again, so that means it looks like you've got a gap. It looks like a pizza, and therefore it's treated like a pizza. And in the case where you don't have the lintel, the beam across the top, it also looks like you forgot to fill it in, and it doesn't look like you made an actual structure. They don't connect the whole structure as a whole.
Thank you.
Thank you for asking. Okay, so I think we'll leave off the case. We're gonna end up, I think we'll pause here. We'll save the case, the fun case of Sturda Petach, which is the Binyanav for basically the main thrust for modern day Erevin. So we'll leave that one and that story. Then we'll pick 142 we're gonna start off with tomorrow. So again, just to sum up, so we were talking about when you have a too wide entrance to Mavoi, whether or not that's why that's a problem. We discussed why the difference between when it's at the main entrance and there's multiple entryways versus being on the side because you can get through. We also discussed the question of Sura Petach potentially working far better than a Maltara. I mean, with like the cornice wire, because simply it's more noticeable doorways over the over a cornice. And then we were also talking about the question of how you would, if you have parts of Bala Omed, if most of the walls are actually not there, whether that's that creates a definitive problem or not, and maybe it's only based on a question of if they're not properly built. And as far as would we get the structure made with only certain bedrock, that's where we'll pick up with tomorrow. If anybody has any questions, feel free to ask them. If you have to go, you're welcome to go now.
Rabbi, yes. With regard to the pasirios, so that is a case where you have more open space than actual walls.
Correct.
And but we allow that because they need to get water. Like, how else would they be able to get water? Is that the reason why it's permitted? But in the case, but we can't learn out from that for Maboy because they're not comparable. I'm just trying to get some understanding.
Correct.
Okay. Okay. Yes, and just
we'll get to that. Hopefully, we'll get to that more when we get to the Mishnayot about Pasi Biralot. So we will have a full treatment of it. Not to worry.
Okay.
In the Gemara.
Okay. And Pitri Shemai, where we're talking about those entrances that aren't really done properly, whatever, but that would be a case that those are where the gap is in width is greater than Eser Amos, so that or not.
No, it's less than 10 Amos, so it's not a case of a Pirtza in the wall, right? Because if you have a Chatzer with a Pirtza of Yeter Meser greater than 10, that creates a problem. But even if, let's say, you have a lot of small gaps in the wall, but if the gap sum total is greater than that of the actual standing wall, that also creates its own separate problem. But if they were built in a structural way where it's part of the structure, let's say if you have very neat, clean windows or very neat, clean doors, then it could potentially work. But the problem here is that they're not built properly. So therefore, it looks like you've got it essentially is a rundown shack as opposed to being a proper structure.
And just one final question. So in the case where we have these windows and doors, a bunch of windows and doors going along the wall, is there an issue of that we can close them? So like, we're not talking about having them always open. As long as they're closed, then it wouldn't be a problem, right?
Right. So I don't know. We're talking about, we're assuming there isn't anything in them, because if they're in them, then they're closed. And then we're fine.
What do you mean there's nothing in them? I don't understand.
Meaning you can have a window, like nowadays when you think of a window or a door, you always think of it being a window or door with glass inside of it.
Okay.
You can also make, let's say if you're like a very open floor plan, like you can also have like back in the, not everybody can afford glass, so you'd simply have you have a hole in the wall, and then like, you know, if in the winter you might, you know, put up, you know, board it up so you don't get too cold. But in general, it would simply be open for airflow.
Perfect. Okay, so I did not understand that. Thank you. Much clearer.
Thank you for asking.
Okay. Have a great day.
You as well.
Thank you. You came in this morning.
Yep.
Rabbi?
Oh, so you're in Toronto now.
Oh.
Not Toronto. Still in New Jersey. I've got to rest for a bit and then drive on up. So I'll be there by the first week of September. We'll be in Toronto proper.
Oh, okay, you're in North America.
I'm in North America.
In the same time zone.
Same time.
Rabbi, they won't give you a problem at the border when you cross
into Canada. I don't believe so. Rabbi Asher Frankel said it should be fine. So we trust him. So it should be good.
Okay, you got your papers in order.
Yeah, thank God, all in order.
Okay. Take care. Have a good day.
Okay. Good morning. Thank you.
Okay. My pleasure.